Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let's continue my review of the massive deterioration in Lansing City government finances. Though the city's unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits doubled during Mayor Bonero's time in office, he isn't fully responsible for the dire condition of Lansing's finances. City and state governments and government school districts were not required to include unfunded liabilities on their balance sheets or statements of revenues and expenses in years past. For fiscal years ending June 30, 2017, however, they must be listed on the balance sheets. Next year, the change in unfunded liabilities will also have to be included on the statement of revenues and expenses. Unfunded liabilities for every government, state, local, federal, and school district ballooned from the financial devastation wrought by the Great Recession that started almost a decade ago. The recession was not caused by the mayor. However, his reactions to it are his responsibility. While pretending that Lansing City government was operating on a balanced budget, unfunded employee pensions more than tripled in the 6 years from 2006 to 2012. According to Mayor Bonero's Financial Health Team report more than 4 years ago, unfunded pensions jumped from $72 to $218 million. Unfunded retiree health care benefits soared from $276 to $432 million. Combined unfunded liabilities rose more than $300 million over 6 years. Lansing has the fifth highest population in Michigan, yet as of 5 years ago, its government had the second highest total of unfunded liabilities among the 10 most populous municipalities, both in total dollars and per capita. Governments that have covered less than 70% of future liabilities are highly likely to go bankrupt. 5 years ago, Lansing only covered 42.8%. That was the worst coverage among the 10 most populous cities in Michigan. What that means is that, without major repudiation of employee retirement benefits, Lansing City government is in grave danger of declaring bankruptcy. This information was explicitly detailed for Lansing's mayor and city council more than 4 years ago, including possible solutions, and they still have done virtually nothing about it. That's it for today. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.